You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get up!
What?
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh my God! What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.
In other science news...
There's
more going on with Uranus than we thought.
Oh, I'm very partial to Uranus. It's one of my favorite bodies.
The James Webb Heavenly Telescope bodies. Spotted another moon.
Oh, yeah?
So Uranus has 29 moons now.
That's a lot of moons.
Mm-hmm. They say it's a cute one.
Oh.
Just 6 miles in diameter.
Oh, it's a tiny moon.
But Uranus has 29 moons.
So small.
Tiny
little moon. Just a little moon.
Oh, that's good that it's small.
Smaller than San Francisco.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could just fit here perfectly with a little bit of room all the way around.
In alien invasion news.
Oh, how exciting. Tell me everything.
An object from outside the solar system is still hurtling towards us.
Mm.
And the Harvard researcher who thinks it's aliens now claims it's emitting its own light. He says it could mean the spacecraft is powered by nuclear energy.
Oh, that's very exciting. So where is it exactly now? It's in our solar system. Where is it? Out by Jupiter or something?
It's outside the solar system.
Oh, that's too bad.
Hurtling our direction, yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, if it turns around and starts to really glow, then we'll know it's slowing down. It's faster than light engines.
I can't wait. What is it called? The movie that we...
Doomsday?
No. Oh. The Ryan Gosling is starring as that guy who...
Oh, Project Hail Mary.
Project Hail Mary. I cannot wait.
Yeah.
I really hope they nail that movie. Like, if they get it, it's going to be epic. Mm-hmm. I know that we absolutely frothed over...
The Martian.
No. The one that we did the premiere for it because we loved the book so much. What was that one?
Ready Player One.
Ready Player One is such a great book, and the movie just...
Please never watch that movie, but definitely read that book. If you grew up in the 80s, that book is for you.
It just didn't hit.
It was a terrible movie. It wasn't even similar. That's my response to that movie. And I was so hopeful because Spielberg was behind it.
Yeah.
No.
In other fertility news.
There you go.
Oh. A report went viral this week that researchers in China are working on a robot with an artificial womb.
Oh, I'm excited
replace,
for this.
What?
Yes.
What?
Like an artificial uterus, you
to
know?
To replace human surrogates.
Yeah.
The report says it'll cost $14,000, which seems cheap, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not that I have that to just chip off, but when you talk about, anyway. And the prototype is expected next year.
There's in a lot of sci-fi, there are these mechanical uteri and nobody has baby anymore in a lot of these things. You go make a deposit. It gets fertilized and they grow it for you. And then you come get your baby when it's cooked. Here you go. And you can watch it. You can see right through it. It's glass.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's if we're ever going to space travel, we may have to do that. Just load up a flight with AI and a bunch of embryos and some artificial uteri. Send them off. Oh, we're going to need some people to say we found a planet. This is great. Let's grow some people up. Train them up.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.